for this Easter Triduum that we're celebrating together as a community with our various ministers and ministries and just with all of you, so important. There's rich symbolism in our gestures tonight and in our readings tonight. The foot washing, which we just heard about and which we will enact in just a few minutes, is an expression of self-sacrificing love. It says in this gospel reading that Deacon Tom read that Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. And to the end means, signifies that he loved them to the end of his life, which is actually going to end the next day, tomorrow, Good Friday. But also that he loved them completely, entirely, to the limit. Complete, utter love. In washing his disciples' feet, Jesus enacts a great role reversal. Even though Jesus was master and Lord and teacher, he takes on the role of a servant, even a slave, enacting the reading from Philippians 2, which we read last Sunday on Palm Sunday. Paul says about Jesus, he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped at or exploited, but he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. And that's what he does tonight when he washes our feet and when he washed the feet of his disciples. This is symbolized when Father RJ and I, when we do the washing of the feet, we're going to take off our outer garment, our chasuble, as a symbol of this. It's kind of a self abasement, a self emptying, the washing of the feet was something that was done by the servants, by the slaves, not by the master, and so. Here, Jesus, though master, is doing that humble gesture. And it's interesting, there are no parallels extant in ancient literature for a person of superior status to wash the feet of someone of inferior status. So this is another one of those things in the Gospels and about Jesus that is entirely unique to Jesus. He's the only one who did this. And I might suggest some of us made a Lent retreat and we meditated on this passage that we heard today, the gospel. And we were asked to imagine Jesus washing our feet. And I might invite you to do that tonight as we're doing the washing of the feet. Imagine Jesus washing your feet. What would that be like? It's a very intimate act. And then he asks his disciples to follow his example of self-sacrificing love and service. He said we should wash each other's feet just like he washed their feet. And our following of his example of self-sacrificing love and service keeps his loving presence alive in our world. This is the mission of the church, to continue the mission of Christ here on earth, so that when we follow his example, we are keeping his presence, his ministry present throughout time. Because obviously at this time, he's preparing his disciples for his leaving. He's going to be crucified the very next day. And then later on, he's going to ascend to heaven and leave us. He'll send his spirit, but he'll leave us physically. So he's trying to prepare us for that. And this is one way he's doing it. He said, you have to continue my work. You have to continue washing each other's feet. And I was thinking and praying about the many, many ways in which we can wash each other's feet, the many, many ways we can embody Christ's self-sacrificing love here and now. One of the things that came to me is parenthood. In our retreat group, our young adult retreat group, one of the members of the group is a young mother with a six-month-old. And she said, well, she washes the feet and she wipes the child's butt. And, she's really getting, and she said, the thing is, the child is not in any way self-conscious or embarrassed by that. She's like, go ahead, Mom, clean me up. But I think when I think of parenthood, especially maybe as somebody who's not a parent myself, I have to say I'm in awe of you parents. I worked in high school ministries, for many years, and When I saw the sacrifices that parents make for their children throughout life, it's really, really amazing. And many, many people, even as their children grow up and become adults, sometimes really have to help them out in very, very significant ways. When you have a child, and again, I'm saying this not from experience, but from observation, it completely changes your life. Whereas your life might have revolved before around yourself and your interests, it now revolves around your children. And again, I'm amazed when I see parents of young children attending to them and chasing after them and taking care of them. Just this morning, I had breakfast with a parishioner at the Grand View Grill on Grand and Fairview. And there was this young mom, and she had this like little baby. And the mom was, you know, just interacting with that child and so joyful, but it commanded all of her attention and all of her love. And she did it with obvious joy. And I'm especially impressed by the parents of children with disabilities. A number of our families here and some that come regularly to our masses have children with disabilities. And I think that demands so much sacrifice. And I'm so proud of those parents for coming to Mass with their disabled children. I think it's really, to me, very inspiring. So that's one way. Not all of us are called to parenthood. And I remember when I was teaching high school and I would go back to the people, you know, I'd go back to the Jesuit residence and go sit around the fireplace with my brother Jesuits and have a glass of wine. I did not feel bad about that. let the kids go home and you take care of them. But I also think that the challenge of this washing each other's feet is to, and I really just challenge all of us to think about what you do as a service, not just a job. So in your professional lives, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, teacher, engineer, accountant, a salesperson, a business person, think of that as really ways of serving other people. Think of what you do as serving other people, because it is. All these professions are really ways of service. So unless you're working for the mafia, you know, you are doing a service. You're doing a service. And just to be aware of that and to do that consciously, to see your work as a way of serving others. And obviously those of you who are parents, that is very clear. And you probably heard of the Jesuit motto, to be a person for others, a man or woman for others, a servant. And that really involves a whole attitude. It's not just doing some volunteer work now and then or doing some service now and then, but it is a whole lifestyle, a whole life attitude to be a Christ-like person for others, to serve as Christ did. Also, Pope Francis encourages us in his exhortation, Rejoice and Be Glad, do what we do with love and with joy. Do what we do with love and joy. I think that can be really, really a challenge, not to just go through the motions, whether that be parenting or at work or as a teacher, but to really do that with love and joy. I went to my doctor's office, Dr. Giefer in St. Paul, and for March for my regular checkup, and the aide or the assistant who called me in said, well, how was your winter? And I said, boy, that's a silly question. Where do you live? I tried to be polite, but I was thinking inside, like, that's the dumbest question I had heard in a long time. How was your winter? Great, right? That's why, you know, especially February. Well, those Midwest winters, those Minnesota winters can be really difficult. We can feel kind of caged in. And I think that when we're feeling that caged in feeling, when we're feeling that, you know, just we want to get outside, but it's 25 below and we can't, or there's 2 feet of snow and we can't. I think at those times, to continue doing what we do as parents, as siblings, as sons and daughters, as teachers, as different kinds of professionals, to continue to do what we do with love and with joy, that takes effort and not just go through the motions. I think that's really, really important. Another suggestion in terms of washing each other's feet, something I try to do, and it comes from 12-step spirituality, and that's to start our day with, Lord, how can I best serve you today? Just start every day with an idea of how can I serve the Lord today? How can I serve people today? And maybe think, you know, look ahead at your day and what you're going to be doing and how can you do that in a Christ-like way. So those are a couple things of how we can live out that washing of each other's feet. Another thing that we celebrate today, obviously, is the Last Supper and the institution of the Eucharist, as we see here recounted in today's second reading from Corinthians. Jesus transforms the bread and wine into his body and blood. In Luke's gospel, we read that Jesus eagerly desired to celebrate his Last Supper with his closest friends before he died the next day. And that he eagerly desired just the love that he had for his disciples. And when Jesus says, this is my body, which will be given for you, do this in memory of me. And when he says, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you. It's no longer the blood of goats and lambs like we heard in the reading from Exodus, but it's Jesus' own blood. And he is thereby establishing the new covenant between us and God. And that's the way that Christ gives us to remain present with us throughout time. So he remains present to us through our washing of each other's feet, and the ministry of the church, and also through the Eucharist. It's another way he stays present with us throughout time. The Eucharist is such a tremendous gift, we should never take it for granted. So all this shows us how much Jesus really loves us. If there's one point that we would come to this Holy Week, is how much Jesus really, really loves us. And I remember, again, another one of the retreat and said, well, all I did was I just kind of got stuck with Jesus loves me. I said, well, that's a really good place to be stuck. Stay with that. Stay with that. That is a good place to be. Let us be grateful. Let us love and serve Christ and God and one another in return. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.